Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. Live from Las Vegas every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Welcome to the show. And this is the Racers Roundtable, where racers, race fans, and race officials can get together and just talk about local racing. And we welcome you to do that. Still a lot of racing going on out there at all different tracks. So we welcome you to call in if you would like to call in.
Yeah, give us a call, 702-485-4699. That's 702-485-4699.
And that's the calming voice of the one and only J.J. Nunn.
See, I got to compliment you. You just natural. You no script, no nothing. You open up the show, cool as a breeze. Okay. Now you know why we need you.
Oh, man.
Okay, you can go now.
I'm okay with that. I would actually be happy with that. So.
I foul up that racer round table. No.
That's why I'm late once in a while. I just want to see you get it right. No, I'm just kidding.
It's not going to happen.
late once in a while?
If I get that right, I'll be surprised, because the next 6 years' worth, I'll get it wrong again.
Oh, man. Of course, the man on a mission, Gary Wyatt, also hosting tonight.
How you guys doing?
How you doing?
Hey.
You know.
Is that a plain shirt? No,
yes.
Nothing on it? Nothing,
yes.
On the back, front?
No race shirt.
Nothing.
No on-wheel shirt.
What is going on?
Just a shirt.
He's going undercover.
That's right.
Watch
out. He did something in Pearl.
Yeah, exactly. He didn't want to get caught.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, he's on the run.
Hey, what do we get the pleasure of having a fly on the wall here for?
We'll get to that later.
Oh, okay.
I got a couple things for LVMS.
Okay.
Okay? What do you want, the sad news first or the good news?
Let's hear them both at the same time.
I can't say them both at the same time.
Middle of the road. Pick something out the middle of the road.
A sad day today for LVMS.
Okay.
Hannah Rickards,
yeah,
which we know she's been in here a few times.
Oh, boy.
Has taken a full-time position for the NRHA, or what is it?
NHRA.
Yes.
Yeah, really.
She has taken a full-time position for that group, and she will be leaving LVMS and moving to Southern California.
Okay. Well, along those lines, if you've heard some of the past shows, her history, background, family, is NHRA.
Straight lining.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So congratulations to
congratulations.
Hannah. We're going to miss you.
Yep. Sorry,
we can take our earplugs out for the squeaky voice. No, I'm just playing with you.
Anyway,
no.
she has taken on a full-time position for...
No, I'm not going to write Hannah off, because NHRA is here twice a year.
And...
No, at the beginning I said it's sad for LVMS to be losing her.
Yes, correct. But she will be in town twice a year.
Right.
And NHRA hit.
And those are the two times you're going to be exiting or not here at the show. So
you guys will figure out some Tuesday.
Send me on some mission somewhere in Utah.
You know, and when she comes in town, she gets to be here on a track that is almost like no other, maybe one other kind, a four-lane,
correct,
quarter-mile drag strip. I mean, there's only one other one that I know of.
And
so,
that's the Z-Max Dragway in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Exactly.
And you and I got to see that track.
Yes, we did.
Yes.
Yes, we did.
A little over a year ago.
Actually, the blueprints was laid here first.
Exactly. I've heard that years ago they were going to do that.
The blueprints were laid here first, and what a lot of people don't know, that all the tunnels and everything to join the tower, the media tower and the call tower, when that strip was built, all those tunnels, the infrastructure is there to continue. And then they went and built the one over in Charlotte. Found out how successful it is. Now they're going to finish up with the original idea
here in Vegas.
Back in, I think, 2001 mm-hmm. when they started
wow.
the drag strip. Yep, all the blueprints were here.
That's crazy.
Taken
yeah.
to Charlotte, built, and now they're going to finish up. Four-lane drag racing off the wall, man.
And I'll
yeah.
tell you,
it's going to be crazy.
When we were in Charlotte, JJ and I, a year ago, year and a half ago, whatever it was, he told me. He said, hey, have you ever seen a four-lane? I said, get the hell out of here. There ain't
right.
no damn four. And
sure
he hadn't seen it. Yep.
Yeah.
That's almost right outside the front gate of the Charlotte Motor
right.
Speedway.
Yep.
So crazy.
Cross street, down the block, around the corner.
No, not that far.
Yep.
Well, that's congratulations to Hannah. We're gonna
yeah.
come find you somewhere.
Yeah.
And I know there's another stalker out there somewhere that's going to find you, Jeff.
Besides Jeff.
So, congratulations, Hannah. When's that supposed to happen?
She just announced
season?
It today
oh,
on her
okay.
Facebook.
Well,
that
I hope she's
be.
Pretty sure about it because
yeah.
can't take those words back. Say,
yeah,
hey, but I'm going back. So.
Well, John Bishy is at Maple Grove Dragway. Okay. And, same way we have Chet Christner
yeah.
come on,
yep.
you know, when he's in town after his season is over announcing, we'll just have to get Hannah in.
We're going to have to see who fills her spot out at the track, huh?
I elect you, Mike.
Oh, no. I was going to say something, but I better not. Go ahead, JJ. What do you got to say?
The application's in.
Okay.
Yes. And something that...
Well, that's good news. That's not bad news. No, that's good news.
Well, sad news for LVS.
Yeah,
we're losing her.
That is true.
And I got information on...
Whoa,
banquet.
Did they get sent out accidentally without all that information?
No. That I don't know, but I was told it was in my email, and I looked.
It sure has
to.
Okay.
No, it's not in the email.
Oh.
But
you do have it in hand.
Samstown Live.
It is
like
at Samstown.
It was last year.
November
and
4th.
And it's the same price. Tickets are $35 each, and a table of 10 is $300.
So
each table.
Last year.
Same as last year, yeah.
That's on the 4th. I'm going to be out of town that day.
Well, I guess you ain't going, huh?
Yep. Damn it. So get your tickets. Tickets are on sale now. They went on sale, a couple of days ago?
The 18th of this month.
So last week.
Wow, he's
going?
He's full of news today.
Who's
he?
Yeah.
He's full of news.
Was that the good news? Was that the good news?
Well, yes, good news. I got information on the banquet.
So they did lock it in. Cool.
I just want to ask him, when is Trump going to press the button on North Korea?
Soon.
We won't even go there.
Yeah.
I'll take a knee to that.
No, you won't.
We won't go there either. So.
Oh, Jesus. I just got that.
Okay.
Aye.
Hey, a lot of races this past weekend for
yes,
some
for
of
us,
I guess.
For some of us.
Justin, talking about the fly on the wall. We got Justin Griffiths hanging out. What are you doing here, man? You just passing by?
Dinner.
Is this an invite to dinner, or are you just like, hey, I'm going
to stop buying it. Me dinner. JJ quit buying me dinner, so I had to go to
Justin. So you're saying that's the next best thing, okay.
JJ bought me steak. Justin's buying me bologna.
You know what? He's still buying, so.
That's right.
Don't
Justin's buying you anything, it's a good day.
It sure is.
This is why he don't keep coming by. You guys bust his balls way too much, man.
He likes it.
His wallet is like a frog's ass underwater, tight as can be.
That's right.
Shoot the lock off already.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It might get in the way of the frog.
For all the help that Gary gave you, at least get him a kid's meal at McDonald's. Get off the bologna.
We're moving up in the world.
All right. Kid's meal. He didn't say no to the kid's meal, so you get a kid's meal, Gary.
Yeah.
So make sure that's what you order next time. Tonight, maybe.
Then he'll probably take it away from me and give it to his girlfriend's daughter. So. I don't get nothing.
I was going to say a comment on that too, but I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
Somebody's full of...
yeah, I'm being
it
nice
goes
tonight.
Right here.
I'm being nice tonight, so...
Yeah.
So anyways, I...
Racing, LVMS,
well,
prompt, where do you want to start?
Prompt this past weekend, the Harvest Fest. If you weren't in Vegas, you probably should have been in Prompt.
Fall Fest, Harvest
Fest,
whatever one. I think they're calling it the Fall Fest.
Fall Festival now.
Yeah.
They changed it. Wasn't it the Harvest Fest?
Yes.
It used to be the Harvest Festival.
I guess there's nothing to harvest out there, so that's just the Fall Fest.
I never figured out all the years going down there or what they harvested.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know what the general crop is down there.
I know they have a prison out there. So maybe it's a harvest
crop
of weed. Yeah, something.
I don't know. Maybe somebody could call in and enlighten us from Pahrump what they used to harvest out there.
Nye County, you got the cat houses out there harvesting some kind of disease.
I happen to be out there this week.
Prump Valley Speedway. Go to PrumpValleySpeedway.com. Check out their links on there and points and rules and all that. But, Gary, you were out there racing the Bomber this past weekend?
Yes.
Now, that was a two-day show. Friday night they raced and Saturday.
Yes.
So.
And let me tell you, Friday night was just miserably cold.
Yeah, it moved in early.
Oh, miserably cold.
But that's a good change. You guys been begging for that.
No, all summer long.
Hot it was. And now the first nice, miserably cold day, you bitch about
oh,
that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You guys just bitch.
It was terrible, man. Let me tell you.
Yeah, it was.
I don't know what it was here because I was there, but it was cold there. And then Friday night. Saturday night. It was chilly Saturday night, but man, it was a lot warmer.
So it's probably the opposite here, Justin. Friday night wasn't too bad. It wasn't windy at all. It was cool, but it wasn't miserably cool. But
Patrick was in Pahrump on Friday.
Oh, did you go? Oh, I didn't know that.
Friday night, he was in Pahrump.
Cool.
There's a big difference from 67 to 47.
Saturday was windy. It was pretty nasty.
Was it?
Yeah, during the race.
During the afternoon, when I came out of my hotel room around 4, it was kind of windy on Saturday. But then the wind died down.
So are we getting 6 more weeks of winter? What's going on? You came out and check.
I don't know, but the weather didn't hold back. It was 2 weeks before, they only had a 19-car count. And I didn't see Saturday, but it was more. And Friday, but they had 40 cars out there Friday night.
52
on Saturday,
Friday,
no, Friday, 52 on Friday and 54 on Saturday.
Wow.
Not
where
counting
was,
those little
go,
kids
where,
cars.
Yeah. No, not counting the kids carts. I didn't count the kids carts, 2 weeks ago, and it, like I said, it was bad weather.
Mm-hmm.
We had rain up here, but they were fine down there. Where are all these cars during the regular season, man? And it was, nasty down there. And they bring in 52 and 54 cars.
When it's nice down there, nobody shows up.
Yeah.
It's miserable.
Here's a question. I don't understand that.
On the Friday and Saturday night Fall Fest, do they have better payouts? More money?
I believe they have the same payouts.
More
than all year?
As many cars as you do, yeah. There's nothing more that's thrown out
there.
Unless,
it's not the money, not the payout bringing the guys
unless
in.
Chad comes up with a sponsor, announces a $500 mod race, $1,000, and he didn't have any of that this week.
Well, the Nugget, and I don't know exactly how much, the Prompt Nugget put up some money for the coupes.
Okay, they sponsored the coupes for a little
while. Only the coupes for the two-day show.
Yeah,
only the coupes. No other class. But
how many coupes did they have?
6 and 6.
Mm, not bad for a coupe.
Usually they have 2-3. The weekend I was impressed with the modified count, the super stock count. Okay, they had quite a few cars for the and those. I consider their premier divisions.
Yeah, right, both of
and
those.
The other ones, if I'm not mistaken, they had 7-8 dwarfs that
oh wow
went non-existent.
Hmm.
for the entire season. 1, 2, 3, 4, you know. So I was very surprised that they, you know, why nasty weather? Why just for the two nights? I mean, and the names I saw aren't
the common ones.
Many, no, aren't the ones that are regulars. Huh. Okay, they're in town. It isn't like everybody towed in for this to push it from 19 cars to 52.
Wow, these are regulars usually.
Yeah,
wow.
These are Las Vegans, Pahrumpians, you know, that are coming in. A couple cars came in from Mojave, you know, but I was impressed by the car count.
Interesting.
How was the track?
Great. It
hung in there for two nights because usually Friday night's one night and then Saturday is another.
Towards the end of the night on Saturday night, it got pretty hairy out there.
Went dry slick the entire track, or
the whole thing. Yeah.
But you like dry slick. Your car performs better on dry slick, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. So, yes, it was. Down low was a lot of grip, and the other drivers were playing in the 1.5 and 2 groove, which they wasn't going anywhere, and I was staying on the bottom. I was mostly driving that track just like the Bullring,
mm-hmm.
you know, because it was, you know, towards the end of the night, we were one before last, which the mods were last, so we were one before last both nights, and it was pretty scary.
Wow.
It was considering dirt, you know, but it was.
It just turns to icy pavement. Yes. That's all. And if you can drive on ice, you drive on pavement. Hey, you're good to go.
Wow. Yep. Cool.
That car always picked up on dry slick.
You know, and
it's hard to beat on dry slick.
Congratulations to you two. You got first place in your bomber on Friday. First place in your bomber on Saturday.
Yes.
But you also jumped into a mini stock.
Yes.
Was that on Saturday or Friday?
Saturday.
Saturday night, and got a top three off, third place off that.
Yeah. Huh?
Did you win your
No.
Just
second,
to say no. So.
Second in the heat and third in the main.
What in about the bombers?
First both.
So heat
left the weekend.
All four.
Bombers
left the weekend. And that's what you set out to do, I think.
Yes.
You were talking about that. So.
That was the one thing that he said last year was, you know, I never swept the weekend out there. So I figured that's what he was going for. And that's
just
what I was curious what he
just
wanted.
Just another bucket
to.
List thing for
right.
the enjoyment I'm doing. So.
Cool.
But, yes, I took second in the heat race in the mini stock, which is the – when I raced the car, it was the second time – I'm sorry, the third time counting a heat race in a race and then another heat race. It was the third time that car's ever been on the track. And it was the third time it's ever been raced in Pahrump. So it wasn't a brand new car, but it was a new car.
How many
for
times
Pahrump.
Have you ever been in a mini stock?
That was, you can probably correct me, but I think it was back in 2009 or 2008 when Jennifer and Billy Grasser had the Black Probe.
Correct. Yeah.
So it was 2008 or 2009.
Wow, quite a few years ago.
Yeah, and since I've been in a mini stock. And
sweet. And a front wheel drive, no doubt.
Yes. And the last time I was in a mini stock, which was a Ford Probe, I blew it up.
So they're lucky this time around.
I'm not sure, maybe I forgot, but didn't you drive that Probe at DVR?
No. Jennifer did.
Jennifer drove
that.
You shook it down in Pahrump.
Yes.
And then took it out the DVR.
Yes. And then Jennifer didn't want to race it, so it was on the trailer, and she decided not to race it. And I said, "What the hell? I'll go race it." So that we also did the bombers, and I did the Probe at the same
time
in the minis.
Oh,
so
cool. Congrats.
A good weekend.
Good weekend, and you got to hang out at the Fall Fest.
Sean and I went on Friday to hang out, we had a breakfast we had to get to at from 7:30 to 9, and we showed up at 15 after 8. So we had a breakfast on Saturday morning, and then we went to that breakfast, And we were watching some of the parade, and I said, the hell with this parade. I'm going back to my hotel room, and I didn't come back out until probably 4:15, 4:30.
Hibernated for a little while.
That's right.
Working. He was working off breakfast.
That's right.
Damn good breakfast.
Biscuits and gravy.
We don't have a snoring.
I'll make sure you get one.
Yes.
But of course, good weekend.
Yeah. I stayed at the Nugget, Prompt Nugget, for 4 days, so it was nice.
Now, Arlie, which usually races out at LVMS with you guys,
yep,
was out there also,
yes,
and did fairly well.
Yes, he did. He, I believe it was a second and a third.
Nice. Congrats, Arlie.
I believe about halfway through the main event, which we did 20 laps, about halfway through the main event, he had said, man, we need to take a break after about 10 laps. This is getting tiring out here.
Right.
So,
know how he feels.
Yes.
Cool. Well, congratulations to you guys. Good weekend. You guys, if you want to check it out, you can go to PrompValleySpeedway.com. Click on all the links there. Check it out. You can also go to the BomberNation.com website. Go to the message boards there. You know, stuff for sale is coming up near the end of a lot of different racing tracks and all that, and stuff. People can begin selling stuff and getting ready for next year and all that. So make sure you go to the BomberNation.com website, click on the message board link, and check it out. A lot of cool stuff there. Also, I was out at LVMS this week, and you go to LVMS.com, click on the bullring link, and go there and see all the cool stuff. Did Hannah put her article? I mean, her announcement on there on LVMS, or is it not really?
I know it's on her personal Facebook page.
I think she said she wasn't going to tell anybody until next week.
No,
so I think
you
gave
care.
It up. I'm just kidding.
Anyways,
yeah. So of course, I have had your purple car that.
I
want to
crush. I want to crush. Yeah.
So instead of crushing it, I got a wild hair at my ass last minute. I think it was Friday. I actually worked on it. I want to try to get this thing out to test and tune. And I did some of the things that other people suggested to try to do to get
that
some of the demons out of it.
and by the way, other people have suggested that to me.
That's what I mean.
And I
don't mean other people being you, but the other people telling you.
Trying to help me get this demon out of whatever problem it is.
I didn't get it by the church to get it to exercise, but
let me interject.
Okay.
As Gary has said, he wants to send it to a crusher. Well, I have secured a priest. Okay. And basically, it's just a matter of Gary telling me a date and time. And yes, I can have a priest perform. He said he would perform an exorcism for that car.
All I need is
just because Gary thinks it's spook.
Something's wrong with it.
Or haunted. Okay. But I do have an exorcist for that car. We will announce the date when we will be performing that exorcism.
Well, can you get some holy water for me, like in a little vial, and I'll just splash it on there, fine.
It means nothing unless it's from a priest. Okay. And I do have –
give me that holy water. I'll put it in the radiator.
I do have somebody –
The track allows
–
they don't allow antifreeze, but they do allow holy water, so we'll put that in there.
You need 3 gallons of it in there.
Take 2.5 gallons of holy water.
You still need 3.
Gary just wants a gallon of holy water 93 octane.
In the radiator, yeah.
That will fix his problem in a match.
Hey,
okay.
I tell you.
No, I'm serious. Nah. I got to.
I'm serious, too. There's a problem with that damn car.
I think it's 25 – I set out to beat – I told telling you guys my goal is to go out there and beat Aaron McMahon and Sam Jacks on the same night, and I did.
How the hell you do that?
It's a long story.
It's a long story.
What, beat him getting the car
no!
to the track? Or?
My finishing order is ahead of them two.
Yes.
So no.
So I did take it out Friday. I worked on it. I did a few things. I mean, there's still a lot of bugs in it. but
bugs.
I reduced them to bugs. No, I reduced them to bugs. Okay.
Bugs would be nice.
That car, nothing wrong with that car.
Bullshit.
Except for bugs.
I call
some gremlins. Okay, I'll upgrade it to gremlins.
I'm calling bullshit.
Yeah.
There was something wrong with that car, and let me tell you guys, I'm not a quitter by no means, but that car is going to the crusher.
It is not going to the crusher. I'm telling you that right now.
You have the car, Mike?
Yes.
All right. Give me a call when you're free.
I took it out Friday night. I know a few things I got to do to it.
I'll bring the priest over and we'll perform an exorcism. We won't even tell him.
It did do some things that normally you don't see happen.
What, the wheel fell off or something?
Yeah. I mean, it popped like a high pressure power steering hose, which I've never seen before in my life. So it did some weird stuff. But anyways, but I was able to get it on Friday night and knew I needed to do some stuff. Worked on a little bit Saturday and took it out for the main Friday. Of course, you never worked on the springs and shocks and none of that.
No,
because
they couldn't get the damn thing to
exactly.
run.
Exactly. So the way it was, I couldn't get it to go past 20.5 seconds. But, you know, it's not unstable. It's a good car. So, aside from the demons.
It's going to be a great car when I see it going on the back of a diesel crush.
So, and, you know, hey, I finished. I got, you know, well, officially ninth place.
Start? So you got a 20.5. You should have
I qualified 14th out of 17 cars. Like I said, I can't go past 20.
Okay.
It's a perfect breakout
and invert,
car.
And the invert? Yeah.
No, yeah. No invert. I started 14th. I don't know where the invert was. I think it was eight, six or something back or whatever it was, but that wasn't bad. At the end I got lapped, but only the last probably, I don't know, a couple laps or
hey,
so.
You know, I need to say this. I've worked my tail off on that car for the past 4 years.
That's I'm gonna go another 4 years to make sure your hard work pays off.
And I gotta say, that was the first race it was ever in
right.
4 years. I've never raced the car because I can't get it to run on testing
right.
at LVMS
yeah.
long enough to go race it. So I'm glad you got it that far.
Yeah.
You started 14th, finished 9th.
Yep. I actually finished 10th, but
very
out
good.
Of a, you know.
You're a brave person. If I'm getting a priest, I wouldn't get in that car either. I've never been in that. I haven't even tested that car. The only time I was in that car, okay, when Gary came off the track, and he said, get in the car, take it in the parking lot. I said, why? He says, it's just turning to the right. I said, get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
He says, get in the car and take it down the Bullring parking lot. I got in the car, I backed up, stepped on the gas, it turned right. I was like,
yeah.
Uh-oh, maybe he's got a point here. So I really never asked again to get in that car.
And my thoughts were, who's the worst demon, me or whatever's possessing that car? So I got in it without any problem.
Yeah, exactly. You got in it with no problems. Getting it around the track is the problem.
Right.
And I'm telling you, in my personal opinion, I've had some of the best Ford guys in Vegas out at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway and or in Vegas help me with that car. And I got them scratching their head. So,
well, sometimes you need to dumb it down a little bit and just
uh-huh.
go, and then do some stupid stuff to it.
And by the way, I keep every time I talk to Steve Burke, I keep asking him when the crusher is available.
He don't want that car to get crushed. He goes,
no,
he don't. He told me straight out. He goes,
Gary's crazy.
He
wants
crazy.
To crush.
Yeah.
Out.
He goes, he's not crushing that car.
I
You're
even
gonna have
told
to find
him,
an out-of-state crusher because he's not gonna let you crush that car.
I even told him that I would go live on Facebook so everybody can watch it be crushed. Yes, he don't want it. He's the number one guy that don't want it crushed.
Yeah. So,
but he's got another one there for me to.
that might get put. They might. The demons might jump from one to another.
No, I'm not going to get a car that somebody died in.
I got that car. Hey, you know what? If the priest doesn't work with the exorcism. I do have a friend I can fly in from Louisiana. He's a voodoo specialist. He'll bring up his frog juice and chicken bones.
I want to know why these people are your friends that are these exorcists. Yeah. Do you like got to do this on a regular basis for yourself or what?
Man,
I got a backup plan. So stay with it, Mike. Keep it away from him. All right. It away from the house. Don't let him get his hands on it. Don't let him take it to Arizona and get it crushed in Arizona.
Hey, you know.
Okay. You with your mechanics, okay, and my priest, exorcism, and voodoo, we'll get it squared away.
There's nothing wrong with that car. Hey, I mean, there obviously is no problem with the car.
You know what? In this enjoyment of racing that I do, I've got one or two championships. Even after winning the championship and I'm happy, I was happier seeing that car go down the street.
Well, I'm glad you saw it and was happy
leaving.
Oh, okay.
No, hey, if you more power to you. I finally threw my hands up because I was just
my prediction is you're going to see an 18.99 second car just like Sam Jackson. All right, I won't go that far.
It
should be a 19 and a half second car at least.
The question is it going to glow? I mean, if there's a race out there in October, you can take it out there and just glow around the track.
And on Facebook, Rob Street put a picture of you in the car and said you need a crew chief.
Oh.
Crew help.
That's because I decided to go out there by myself. It was a last minute thing. I used to do that back in the old days, and I kind of like it.
That's a loner thing. It might cost me a little more money, but it might cost me a little more money, but I can send a priest out there with you.
Well, they got a track chaplain that comes out there. So I don't know what he's doing.
I don't think he could do anything for it.
Anyways, talking about the 65, Gary's 65 purple, the BomberNation.com car. Mikey pointed out, he goes, you can tell which car hasn't been out there because it doesn't look like any of the other cars. There are no dents on it at all. Every panel is straight on it. So
I hear it has a dent in the door now.
Not the door. It's behind the back.
Oh, nice.
Left. It's not a dent. It's the vinyl got scratched on it. It didn't dent.
Oh,
we could blame the 95 for that.
Yeah, yeah.
And who was crewing the 95?
I was
Patrick?
Up in the fan. I was up in the pit. Go to the pits.
Who was that? Who's in the 95?
James Manasco.
I don't know anybody out there. So.
I look at this picture that.
And keep it that way. Don't know nobody out there.
No, it was. And, you know, nothing. Not his fault. You know, I mean, just that's bomber racing. It was fun. It was fun.
Gary might have a point. I look at this picture that Justin has on the phone that Rob Street took.
Yes.
If you look above it in the wall on the fence, it looks like a ghost.
That's a shadow of
I took a good look at it. It looks like there's a ghost hovering above.
That's the shadow of Mary.
Okay. I don't think I can get Dan Aykroyd and the Ghostbusters to take care of that problem.
And again, congratulations to you for wanting to keep that car going. But I'm telling you, Steve Burke, I hope you're listening because it's going to get crushed.
He's making me do CPR on that car, keeping it alive. So it's staying alive.
And by the way, suggestions from a bunch of people, and it's not like I have not done them. I have done everything that has been told to me. Try this, do this, change this, I have.
To take all the cheating parts off and it'll be fine.
Yeah,
and that's what I've been doing.
Every one of them.
I mean, it did look good out there.
Yeah, see, you could tell which cars have been out there all season and which one has not. That's for sure.
That's what I keep on telling them what it needs. It is those cheating parts. You're running all this stock crap.
Well, let me go see Aaron.
Nobody else
let me
is
go
running
talk,
stock crap.
Let me go talk to Aaron and see if he's got anything I can use on a Ford from a Chevy. I'm just playing Aaron.
No, you're looking at three motors on this thing.
Yeah.
Okay. All of them different combinations. And Gary, tell you, it's doing the same thing.
So what does that
it's
tell
doing,
you?
It's doing
the word.
And now it's
common part.
Now it's repeating things that it's only done the first time, and it was what, the power steering unit?
I know what's wrong with that, so I know how to fix it.
Yeah, that's what we thought too.
but the parts that to fix it, you're not on there right now.
Maybe better than you.
Where were you 3 years ago?
Nobody asked me.
Where were you three motors ago?
Nobody asked me.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I don't know. I have an idea what I want to do, but like, of course, like you guys have tried stuff. It's just more throwing some stuff at it and seeing if it sticks. So
then we take all the parts left over from the three motors, okay, put it together, and it's in the 33.
The blue one.
Okay, the blue one. Not a problem.
Well, take that motor out that you know doesn't have a problem, put it in that car and see if it has the same problem.
It's got a block from the first motor.
Well, no,
it's
take
the second motor.
This running motor right now and put it in there and see what happens.
That was the motor that was in that car.
Oh, really?
That motor in the blue car was built for the purple car.
You tell me it was in that other car, had problems.
Yep.
You took it out, put it in that car, and there's no problem.
That's exactly what I'm telling you.
Yeah, right.
Matter of fact, that motor that's in there in my blue car was built by Dan Geiger for the purple car, specifically for the purple car.
And you had it in the purple car, had problems with it.
Took it out.
With
put it
all
in
the same
blue
parts.
Car.
Not didn't disassemble it. Same distributor, same everything, and put it in that car. Carburetor, you name it, and it's all in that car.
The only thing that we changed on it
was the pulleys.
Was the pulleys.
And that's part of the problem, by the way, for the new car.
And I believe we changed the oil pan because the oil.
We had a reverse.
No, the
clearance difference on that car and the other car. I know that because of the way the frame set up.
Yes, yeah. I believe it was the oil pan we changed. But other than that, same exhaust manifolds, everything.
We did try a couple other carburetors, too.
Yes.
I think it was two, three carburetors.
I got a farm of carburetors.
Okay. We tried two, three carburetors.
I did see the farm, by the way. There is a farm with carburetors.
But I can't see where none of this that we did makes the exhaust manifolds glow. Okay.
Maybe they just want to glow.
There's another 25 bombers, maybe 35 bombers in the past 3 years that have run out there. I have never seen one of them have exhaust manifolds glow. Okay.
Obviously, that's
Chevys. Okay.
Probably,
but there's a
timing and carburetor problems.
Oh, start at the basic like we did 3 years. Oh, that's a timing problem. Oh, that's a carburetor.
Timing and carburetor or vacuum leak.
I will tell you.
Could be a bad booster, something stupid like that.
It's a brand new booster.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
We put a new booster in it. Yes, I did.
We even had two carburetors. Gary sent two carburetors out to be.
Yes.
Okay. Used both of them. Still glowed.
And
they're not on there. We have another one that's on there.
Go ahead. Hey, more power to you. I'm glad you want to take the initiative to do what I've already done.
You're going to see a 19 and a half second car coming up that you'll be jealous of.
I will not.
Put his cheating parts on.
I'm going to put a Chevy 350 in it, and you won't have a problem. See, I already know what the problem with that car is.
Here's the problem.
It's F-O-R-D.
Every single one. I'm ignoring that, by the way.
Really? You didn't ignore it because you heard it.
Every single one of his parts are shitty Chevy parts. He don't got many Ford parts.
And
unless
that's why
he's going to run.
Better,
unless he runs out and buys them. So
cheaper than Ford parts.
Cheaper, by the way. Yeah.
Yes.
Now, we'll see. I mean, obviously, it's
got
to
you, and I'm
so
glad you want to.
We'll see what happens.
I'm glad you want to give it CPR. I think you're fighting a losing battle, but that's my personal opinion.
That's okay. Sometimes you can't do it alone.
That's right. Go ahead and go to Steve, and go ahead and go to Thane, and go ahead and go to Freddie.
I don't talk to world famous Thane Alderman, okay? I don't talk to him like you do. So. But I will try some things on it.
No, good.
We'll see.
I would say let me know how much it costs, but you'll be like JJ and break me.
I have a defibrillator in the truck. When you're ready to say, you know what, JJ, I'm bringing that exorcist.
You know what did happen underneath it? Does that have solid motor mounts on that thing?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
How about the tranny? Because there's like twice it happened when I let off the.
That's solid too.
When I let off the.
What'd you break?
Gas pedal going into the.
What'd you break?
Nothing. Going into turns was twice it knocked. It went.
That's solid also.
I don't know what the knocking was.
That's solid.
Or what? But it was like a boom boom.
No, we had.
It was the demon knocking on the bottom of the.
If he wanted in. Out of the trunk.
It only did
it twice.
If you want to go the exhaust route, went out there first year, had the exhaust on it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, mufflers. All right. Cut those off and ran it without it. They mm-hmm. glowed. All right. Took it back last year and had a new set of three different experiments mm-hmm. on the exhaust because we were told, well, maybe you need to check your exhaust. We did that. And, you know, thanks to the muffler shop.
Best muffler.
Best muffler. That's been
and that's Dennis
changed.
Over at Best Muffler.
That's been changed.
Daniel.
The only thing that hasn't been reinstalled on that car, I think, is the emergency brake cable.
That's the problem. If that hasn't been changed, then that is the problem.
Okay.
I'm going to change the emergency brake. It's got to be changed.
So what do you think it is?
I don't know. I'm going to throw some stuff at it, and we'll see what happens. I don't know. I mean,
you're going to talk to the same people.
I'm not talking to anybody. I'm not getting any outside influence.
As we know, it don't have no race shocks on it. Don't got no race springs. I wanted to get the car to run before I did all of that stuff.
It needs springs and shocks, obviously, because it's got stock springs on the back. It's real soft, setting up high roll center, all that stuff. So,
that's
the way it reacted.
That's not going to change what the motor is doing.
He asked me about. You were going to ask me about the handling part.
Yes,
when I'm answering. I'm answering Gary's question about the handling. Besides the problems that we know it has, and that's my take on that.
I don't know.
Not far off. I think I can get at least a half a second off the time.
That'll put you to 20.
20. The best I could go is a 20 and a half in that, the way it was.
I had seen you qualified 20.4.
Oh, yeah. 20 and a half. That's what I was saying.
It was windy.
Yeah.
The tailwind.
And the temp? What was your temp?
It was cooler night, obviously. You can tell if it was warmer out, 10 degrees warmer, then I couldn't have run it. But it was running 190 the whole time. So
190 the whole race?
Yeah.
And we sit out here for 8 minutes and watch it go to 190 and then to 210.
Yeah, no.
What'd you do to that?
I changed the radiators. What I changed because that was one of the suggestions. Mm-hmm. But that's not the problem.
Fan shroud on it.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
The good one.
The good one. Yeah.
The good one that got made for it.
And you changed the radiator. You got away from the aluminum or
no? Mm-hmm. Same exact one.
Yeah.
But I don't
remember.
I could have left the old one in and it probably would have run 190 also. It just because it was a cooler night, I don't think that was an issue. I didn't touch timing, nothing, because I didn't know, you know.
It's down to about 28.
Mm-hmm.
We usually run them at 32.
So that'd be one of the first things I checked just to make sure you guys aren't wrong.
They're never wrong.
They're never wrong. If you are wrong, I won't tell you, okay?
Are you going to be out there next race?
Maybe. If I get a chance to work on it.
Your car just went to his collection.
If I can work on it this weekend. And so I'm telling you, I got demons that thing can have other demon friends with, so they better watch out. But if I get a chance to work on it this weekend, I might have to do some work this weekend, but we'll see. So if I do, then I'm going to try to make it out next.
We've had a couple 2-3 o'clock in the morning nights racing. So
I did too. That was 15 years ago. I'm not doing those anymore, by the way.
I just like Gary. So. You did a good move. You gave him the 65, and you got the 81 for collateral.
You can keep the 60. You can keep that. You can keep the purple one. Mm-hmm. I got the 81 for collateral out front.
He's going to come hanging his head going, Gary. Come on, man. Let me have to.
I was like, please, though. It'll be a beat up, man.
Shit with this car.
I feel like McGregor here. Shit.
Nah,
we'll
man,
see what happens.
I'm wore out with this car, let me tell you.
Oh, well.
The downfall to the whole thing is there's only one more race at the Bullring.
Well, there's one more points race, and then there's
then
a
championship race.
Do you know if it's a break? Any breakout races left? Is that still in?
I think the Senators Cup or whatever.
So very worst case, that car is a perfect breakout race car, except for the timing issue. Or I'm sorry, I won't even say it's a timing issue, except for the temperature issue. If it's not cooler out.
Well, at this rate,
night,
you will get a top five at the Senators Cup because only five cars will show up.
Hey, that's even better.
The
See, I'll gain five more.
Right, exactly.
Fuck, I'll be in the top five.
And the way they're getting DQ'd, you might win it.
Exactly. I might just by default get first place. So I don't know what they're paying out.
Yes, sir. That Senators Cup is a breakout race. Yeah.
I thought there was one more.
Which will be like four cars or five cars because nobody wants to race it.
Well, I'm showing up. I'll be there.
JJ's going to bring the 81 out.
Yeah.
He didn't get in the breakout race.
Let me enlighten you on something. You say it's a perfect breakout car.
Yes.
Okay. Every car that we've taken out there since we went back in 2014
has been a breakout car.
It's been a perfect breakout car. Okay.
If all
the races were breakout, we'd be right there. Okay.
Yeah.
But they're not.
I'm just going to go to see what Arlie's doing because Arlie does well at the Bullring. He runs the 19 and a half, I think. It's the same car.
Yeah, tell him that. Tell Gary that.
Again, I call bullshit.
But then again, Arlie's had Mark Allison's hands on his car also.
It might end up at Mark Allison's house or shop or whatever. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens. I'll let you know. I don't plan on doing any of that.
But you race at the Bullring, so it could happen.
Anything can happen there. But anything can happen at any track.
That's right. At any time.
Hey, you know, if you have a story out there about your car or something that you've worked on and it just ended up being a hopeless project, give us a call either this week or next week. What do we got next week? We got
Robert Negrete.
Robert Negrete coming in, of course.
He's committed as of now.
Okay, we'll see when it comes up to next week, but we have him planned for next week's show, so make sure you're here. If you don't know him, he's the Superstock 72 Superstock driver, which didn't make it out for the last race. I don't even think the race before that, but
no.
He's sitting seventh in points.
And
yeah, still
right. And by the way, I tried to get Sam Jacks on tonight, but he has something to do with schooling. So
I think somebody got schooled on. No, we won't get into Sam. Sam, unfortunately,
Sam's school was don't race a Ford. Don't race a Ford. Please write that 1,000 times on the chalkboard.
He got a DQ this past race, but we won't get into any of that. That's not what we're going to be talking about. But unfortunate. Next race is the final points night. Is October 7th at LVMS. Of course, again, you can go to the LVMS.com.
And the Jax brothers are tied for second place.
Oh,
that's Kyle Jackson.
Yes, they are.
Oh, because of that. Really? I didn't think of that.
Very interesting.
Are these the current points? Though,
that was posted today.
As of September 23rd.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sweet.
The other big news about that is that Aaron McMorrin is leading the points.
It's like two
over the brothers. Okay. And he should finish off the season. This will be the first driver out there since he already won the Grand American Modified. This will be the first driver to win out at the Bullring championships in two different divisions.
Wow. You know, you think that would have happened by now, think back. Yeah, I guess I can see that.
Yep. Right now, he's right on the edge. He's got a comfortable lead.
Cool.
And
what if he gets a DQ next race? What do you think?
It depends on where he starts.
Because there could be some protests. You never know. I mean, that's been the thing this last few races are protest.
Monkey see, monkey,
monkey
do.
Monkey see, monkey do. Hey, and it gains position and loses position. We'll see.
And it's the final points night for the skid plate cars out there on the 7th.
Cool. Get to see Cindy.
Oh, I guess it's for all classes.
All NASCAR divisions.
All divisions.
Yeah, Cindy's only 2 points behind Jeff Bargenhoff.
Watch out.
She's sitting third in points, and she's only 2 points out from second place. So they're going to be going at it. Our good old buddy Jeff, who runs skid plate
right
down there. So
hey, we got
up for grabs. I don't know whether Jeff or Cindy are going to be able to catch James Brazil with 105.
What about in the super late model? I mean, that number 75, Jeremy Doss, man, that car was a rocket ship.
He don't
brand
come
new
down
car.
He don't come down here to lose.
No.
He comes down here and he's going
to
win.
He's basically practicing for the Open Comp coming up. And let me tell you, he's going to be a handful to try to beat.
17 points in between Justin Johnson and Peyton Saxton.
Wow. And Justin.
265 to 248. That's
Justin
first and second.
Was running in the backup to the backup car.
Yeah.
You know, this
that's
past
right.
race. So that's pretty crazy. That guy, let me tell you, Justin, what a driver, man. That guy can drive. He, you know, takes the backup to the backup and makes it look like a top notch car. You know, the guy knows how to drive, man. A lot of respect to him. So
did you see Chuck Trickle?
I got up. No, I didn't see that. What happened?
He only made like 4 laps.
Oh,
something
wow.
was wrong with the car, but it was cool to see him.
Yeah. They made it. I saw the name, you know, out there, but I didn't see him out there because I was.
He got out of the car after 4 laps with a smile on his face. So.
Nice. That's good. It's always good to see somebody that hasn't been out there come back out and at least not kick in the car.
And Chuck De Guevara ended up winning the Super Stock race.
Is that crazy? What? That's a congratulations to him. You know?
He left the field. I mean, he was very consistent. Matt Larson just kind of followed.
I was expecting him to do the same in the second race because they had, you know, twin mains, but unfortunately he didn't get a chance to win. But
Justin Kaiser
won that one. So that was
you got Cor Connell leading the points.
He had a tough night
over by 19 over Johnny Spilotro.
Yeah.
So
I love that Super Stock division, man. To me, that's one of the best.
They had a great car count.
Yeah, 11, I think.
I think they had 11 cars this week.
I hear Cort Connell lost the motor.
Yeah, he backed into the wall, going into one.
Yeah, it could have been worse. So luckily, you know that was.
He slowed it down just in time as the jolt.
Oh yeah, it was crazy.
And that's Vinny Raiucci's old car,
the
old 911 Superstock.
And speaking of.
69. Sorry. Junior runs 9/11.
And speaking of backing into the wall and wrecks, the Legends, I didn't see it, but Legends had a couple of bad wrecks, but they had a pretty bad wreck down the front stretch.
Yeah, Cole Raz, I know, was involved, and Gary Sherrell. Gary Sherrell was in the 13, and they were trying to cut his roof off of his car because I walked all the way down to the front, and you hear him inside the car, do not do it, do not do it. But he was complaining about neck and back.
Yeah, you have to.
And then the ambulance came up, and I don't know who it was. Somebody hurt their leg really bad. I don't want to say the wrong name, but they literally got out of their car and sat on the front stretch.
Yeah, it was.
The video is all over Facebook right now.
You can look at it from different angles and say whatever you want about it. One thing a negative thing that I have to say is sometimes, and I don't not pointing fingers at any one particular person, but sometimes they don't get those yellows out there fast enough. To me, you got a slow car, you know, that shouldn't, you know, I don't know. I just think sometimes the yellows need to be thrown. We don't like them. People don't like them, but safety wise, just throw the yellow.
That definitely should have came out
just
a lot
throw
sooner.
Just throw the caution, man. You know,
because there's the in-car camera from Sheldon Creed, I think that was the 30 car, and you see the 13 car go in front of him, and you see the 13 launch over the two cars ahead of him, the two car and something else, just because the one was slowed up on the front stretch, and that could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, definitely could have been a lot worse. Luckily, you know, everybody's technically okay, you know, aside from other, hopefully minor injuries, but...
I don't know which one, but one of them did get transported to the hospital.
Right.
But they said he was okay.
Yeah.
So It was probably, I think that was the one with the leg injury.
Okay. It was probably one of the worst legends wrecks in a long time.
I don't know about that. I've seen some pretty bad.
No, this was pretty bad.
Yeah.
Last year with the, I know Cheyenne Chandler was involved in one last year on the front stretch, and the 515 Brian Williams ended up on his roof. So
right.
That was pretty bad too. So.
Was it one caught on fire?
600 racing, felt.
One caught on fire. I mean, burst in flame, not just a little flame under the hood.
Not a fold in a gas line. That's all it takes.
Hey, that's what the purple car is.
Somebody keeps loosening up with a fuel line on that. I don't know who. But, hate to see crap like that happen. It does happen. It's racing. We all take that chance when we get in these things and get onto the track, but you hate to see some of them guys are younger kids that haven't experienced the wall or wrecks or anything.
That wall hurts.
Yeah, it does. We and all of us here has kissed the wall.
Or have no fear.
That's putting a nice kissing the wall.
But
I just can't wait until next race. There's gonna be a lot of beating and banging, and it's gonna be
nice. It's going to be a good race. The Bombers had no cautions. It was caution-free.
But there was a lot of drama happening.
There should have been a caution, I think, twice on that Bomber race.
Schumacher spun out on the back stretch.
And 95 did once up. I thought it was.
No, he didn't.
It wasn't him.
He stopped. His car, he dropped a cylinder or something, and he drove it to the infield. But
two times I remember where I was like,
Schumacher spun out twice. I know that Schumacher spun out twice, and
maybe it was.
I think it was a double zero spun out once. I'm not positive though.
Yeah,
but what a surprise.
But anyways, it was a strange Bomber night. It's good. I got ninth place.
How do you feel?
Good. It was good.
Good to be back in the car. You haven't been in the car since last year.
You know, I was trying different lines, and the last thing I was like, should I run the JJ line? Should I piss everybody off and run JJ's line? And I was like, nah.
There was already a couple of them doing that. Line.
I didn't know that. I was like, I'm not going to block. Not that you block, but unintentionally block by running that line. It's funny because, Susan Smotherman ended up, she started off on the pole, I think it was. Wasn't she on the pole?
Susan?
Not Susan. Dylan Smotherman. That's what I meant. And then she actually ran your line for a while and was kind of blocking.
Was that the second one?
Yeah.
I missed the second one. So. I watched the first one and Di Gavari.
No, he took off with it. He checked out.
The
second one. And, but it works.
Hey, JJ got an 8
Dylan,
with that
I'm sorry, Dylan, so. Wait, do we got enough time? Thanks, guys.
That's cold.
Go ahead. Okay. We have a minute.
Up the show next week. No problem.
We have a minute. Go ahead.
I'll talk to Robert McRae, who's coming in next week, and I'll say I just need 3 minutes, Robert, and then we'll get
Now we are out of time, but
I think he's got that recorded where he presses the button. Gary presses the button.
Whenever JJ tries to talk.
When it's time for JJ to say that, we're out of time.
Hey, thanks for joining us. We got Robert coming in next Tuesday at 6 p.m. Make sure you join us. More LVMS talks. You can always go to LVMS.com. Click on the bullring link. Check out all the links there. Thanks, Justin, for being here tonight. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks for not inviting me.
Thank you for showing up. And, of course, we'll be like
lost running around out there somewhere. He's looking for his rock.
Somewhere. That's another story.
We love Patrick.
I guess there's a story behind that, but we'll get into that later. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you live next Tuesday. Jim, Robert, Freddie, hopefully. So, see you then.
Have a good night.
Thanks for listening.